On this episode of Off Course Agility, I'm talking about my hunt for a new RV. So over the episodes of my podcast, you've heard me talk about my pop-up camper, the A-Liner pop-up camper. And when I've had guests, often I've asked them about their recreational vehicles. If I knew that they used an RV to go to campgrounds, I mean to trials. And generally when you go to dog trials, you have a choice. You either camp at a location that's close to the trial or sometimes at the trial itself, or you have to stay in a motel, hotel, Airbnb, whatever. You have to stay somewhere if it's the trial's not so close that you can travel to it from your home. Over the last few years, my sister and I have really decided that it was time to upgrade. We really wanted to get a bathroom. We missed, that having a bathroom. Our camper doesn't have a bathroom. Our camper doesn't have air conditioning. So we want it because it is a pop-up and everything in a pop-up is low. So your refrigerator, your microwave, they're low. So, in a normal kitchen, your microwave and refrigerator are up at eye level. That's not the case in a pop-up because it all has to be built down low when the camper is popped down to be towed and travel with. So we kind of decided, my sister and I decided, that we were looking for some sort of motorized recreational vehicle. I didn't think I really wanted to buy a new truck. My truck is getting older and a truck costs a fair amount. And then you would have to buy either a trailer or a fifth wheel, which is the recreational vehicle that hooks up to the bed of the truck. And you're kind of like, it's kind of like a tractor trailer in a way when you have a fifth wheel. They can be very nice, and you do have that advantage where you still have your vehicle. Once you get somewhere and you drop the fifth wheel or you drop the trailer, you have that. But we've never had a motorized recreational vehicle, so we were thinking that's the way we wanted to go. So we started to do some research about that. There's a guy on YouTube called Matt, and he does these Matt's RV reviews. So she would always be looking at them, and he does all, he does trailers, he does fifth wheels, he does Class Cs, he does motorhomes, big ones, small ones. He reviews anything and everything. So, my sister would keep an eye on his reviews, and when she would see one that interested her and then she thought it might apply for us, she would send it to me to watch also. And I started watching some of these, and my sister and I both felt that we really wanted a camper that had two separate beds, which is not a very common floor plan. So essentially two twin beds, because we're brother and sister. We don't want to be sleeping together in a queen or king or something like that. Many campers have many beds, but they're not always that easily accessible. So that was one of the key things. So my sister had started to send me some, and there were a number of campers or recreational vehicles that looked interesting. There was a floor plan on a Leisure Wonder, which is an recreational vehicle that's manufactured up in Canada. They had a floor plan, and it was, that was a Class C. So let me go into, a little bit about the different classes of recreational vehicles, just for those of you who may not know. And obviously, this podcast is about RVs, recreational vehicles. So if you're not that interested in it, you're probably going to skip this episode. But if you do have some interest in it, listen on. I'll try to explain a few things here. But there's Class A recreational vehicles, and these are generally motor homes. So they can vary in size, but they're considered a motor home. And big ones, small ones. Generally, there's no hard and real fast rules to any of this, but in general, Class A motor homes generally have one door, like a cabin door, that you get into, and then you from the cabin you would go up front to the driver's seat and the passenger or navigator seat, whatever you want to call it, that's up front. Generally, they don't have separate entry doors for the driver and the navigator or passenger. Then there's Class B. Class B is generally campers that are kind of built into a, I'd say, a van type vehicle. So, a Sprinter, Mercedes, there's a lot of Mercedes. I forget the chassis or the name of the Mercedes, but like a Mercedes van, a Ford van, different vans. So that's generally what a Class B is, and they generally have, often they have doors on the back that swing open, because it's like a van, built on a van sort of. So they have doors in the back that would swing out open at the back. They generally have some sort of maybe sliding door that gets you into the van area, but they also generally have a driver's door and a passenger door. So that's a Class B. They tend to be smaller. They don't have a ton of space because you're really building it into a large van type vehicle. Then there's the Class C. Class C are, I guess you would call, they're kind of built on maybe a box frame, a box truck type chassis. So Ford, Chevys, Mercedes, there's all sorts of different vehicles. But generally, a Class C is it's kind of a motor home, but it does have a driver's door and a passenger or navigator door, and it has a door that gets you into the cabin. Generally, there's no other doors, so maybe there's three doors. And often there's a part of the camper that comes up overhead on top of where the driver and the passenger sit. So there's often a bed or storage area up there. So that's a Class C. There's different varieties. There's like Super C, which is built on a heavier duty, like box truck frame. I'm no expert on this, but so there's different variations in these classes. Anyway, so my sister would send me different vehicles from different classes that she would see on Matt's RV review. And over the years, I've gone to RV shows. Actually, that's how I found the A-liner that my pop-up camper is. I went to an RV, my sister and I went to an RV show up in Rockland County, Community College, I think it's called, which is up in New York off of 287. And a number of years, a long time ago, a number of years, we went to that RV show that they have up there, and we saw this A-liner, and we were like, this is what we want. Because we were tenting at that point. We were tenting, and we did not want, we wanted, kind of wanted to move to a pop-up camper, and we didn't really want, I'll call it canvas. We didn't want some sort of fabric type pop-up. We wanted a hard-sided pop-up because at the time my sister had a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier that was we were worried she would maybe try to rip through some sort of fabric type pop-up. At least that was the concern. So we wanted something hard-sided, and when we saw this A-liner, we were like, "Wow, this fills the bill." And indeed, eventually, I bought an A-liner from actually the dealer that we saw up at this RV show at Rockland County. I've also gone to other RV shows. They have one down in Edison, New Jersey. I've often gone to that one. RV shows are often like different dealers come to RV shows and they bring what they want. So they bring whatever things they want to bring that they want to highlight or sell or let you know that they have at their location. So this past year, back in 2020, 2022, get my years back in 2022, after the trials, I was like, I gotta go to an RV show that has more than the ones that I've gone to in the past. So I found the Hershey's RV Show, which is billed as America's largest RV show. And that RV show is a bit different than any of the RV shows I ever went before. So it's called a manufacturer's show. So the different manufacturers, what happens is they choose one dealer to bring vehicles from that manufacturer. So there's still dealers, but like, say, well, let's pick one that I looked at. The Thor Axis was one of the models that I wanted to see when I went to the RV show. So there was essentially one dealer that had the Thor Axis. There was no other dealer on the grounds that had that. So anyway, that's what, and I didn't know all this. So last year in September, that is when the Hershey RV show happened. I made a plan to go up there, and I decided to go up. I think I went up on the Friday of the RV show. And Leanne, she can't just get off. I can usually take a day off when I want. So I took a day off, and I drove up on Thursday night, and I actually got a cabin at the Hershey campground. That's like across the street from Hershey World and the Hershey Amusement Park. I don't know what the name of that is. But I just stayed the one night in the cabin. Of course, on the way, Waze totally took me to the wrong place. That's another story. So I got there a little bit later than I wanted because at first I ended up going to the wrong place because it took me to a different campground up near Hershey. So when I actually got to the right place, I got in the cabin, and it was late. I had to call somebody. Like there was a phone, you called somebody, and security or someone comes, and they got me in because I probably got up there like I'll say 10 o'clock maybe it was when I got up there because I worked Thursday, and then I just drove up to Hershey, and from New Jersey, Hershey's like 2.5 hours. If you don't get lost. So it probably was like a 3 hour trip for me. And I probably left somewhere, six, seven. I probably left a little late because, like, I had dinner. I got off work, I had dinner, got my stuff together, and I drove up. So I was up there. I just spent the one night in the cabin. And then in the morning, I got up, I hit a place to have some breakfast, and I drove over to the Hershey RV show, which is like on the grounds of there's I think of it as the Hershey Arena. It's now called the Giant Center up there. So the Giant Center was kind of the center point of this RV show, and the parking lots around it were full of RVs from the different manufacturers. So when you get in, you pay your money, and I think I don't know if I paid, I don't know if I bought my ticket ahead or not, but I came in through the gate, and they have a book that they give a program, and it had a map. So for probably the first hour that I was actually on the grounds, I was just trying to get my bearings because I knew I wanted to go to certain places to try to see certain vehicles from certain manufacturers, looking for mostly vehicles that had a twin beds in them. Often the twin bed is in the rear, but so I was looking for those type of vehicles. So when I first got there, I was, like I said, trying to get my bearings. And just by chance, I happened to see the A-liners. There are more A-liners than I ever saw at any RV show, where the one I went to originally, where I first saw it, I think they may have had two or three A-liners at the show. There were probably a dozen or 15 A-liners that this dealer had brought. And I think it's, coordinated with the manufacturer. So I think the manufacturer maybe makes sure that there's more vehicles and more RVs there than normal that maybe perhaps the dealer would have. And mind you, most of these vehicles at the show were also for sale. I mean, you could make a show deal on all these RVs that were at the show. So that's part of it. And if you really knew what you wanted, you probably could get a decent deal on these things. I didn't know. That's not why I was there. I was there to try to find a few that I thought might be what my sister and I wanted. So anyway, I went over and I looked at some of the A-liners. And I was, wow, these things are really different than they used to be. Like they have, some of them had like a slide out type kitchen, so you could like have a refrigerator and you're cooking outside, and then it would just slide back into the A-liner. So anyway, I was interested in that since I have an A-liner. But my real intent was to go around to see different vehicles that I was interested. One of them was the Thor Axis 24.1, and that is a Class A motorhome that has rear twin beds. It has a drop-down bed that comes down from above the driver and passenger area. It had, I think, two kind of recliner type seats with a TV across from it. And it had a, obviously it has a kitchen and a bathroom. And at the show, I really thought that I liked this Class A motorhome that was the Thor Axis. And it also has a sister model called the Vegas, but they were both, the actual model was 24.1, because which kind of meant, I think it was about 24, 25 feet, I think, and in length. And then it had the dot one was the floor plan, which was the one that I was interested in. I also looked at a bunch of other vehicles that, had twin beds. Like there was one, there was like a, it was another, I can't remember all the models now. It's a year ago, pretty much. But one of them was like a some sort of a BT Cruiser or something, but it had like these jackknife sofas that turned into beds. And that I was like, this is not what we want. This is not what we want. We kind of, yeah, we're used to having our beds pretty much set. So turning like a sofa into a bed and then using that, wasn't really interested in that. The other one that I really liked, also, I think it's considered a Class A, or, but it's a smaller one, is the Leisure Wonder that I mentioned. And I forget what the model number on that was, but I think it ended with RTB for rear twin bed. And it had rear twin beds, and I guess maybe that was a Class C, perhaps, because I think it had, yeah, I think it had a driver door and a passenger door and the cabin door. And it was, I think that was built on a Sprinter type thing. So it wasn't a giant Class C. And it had a really large rear storage area. And it was quite nice. It was quite nice, but compared to the Thor Axis, it was also a lot more money, which is the other thing. All these RVs are, priced. Of course, they have these show special prices, which are not always realistic because they are prices that often are less than what the, you know, what do you call it, the manufacturer's, you know, suggested list price or whatever. So you would see prices and like, oh, this might be reasonable. But the Thor and the Leisure one, I mean, they were both like over 100 grand. So, I mean, it's a lot of money, a lot of money. And they were both really, really nice. So both of those, I was like, oh, these might be possibilities. These might be possibilities. And then, you know, like I said, I went and I tried to look at all the models that my sister had, you know, forwarded me. I had a kind of a list. As I said, I don't remember them all at this point, and I didn't research it for the podcast. But I was looking at all the models there that pretty much had a rear twin bed. I'll say rear twin bed, but they had twin beds. And at the end of that day, I pretty much, you know, I thought, oh, the Axis, the Thor Axis 24.1 seemed really nice to me. I kind of left there thinking that. And mind you, I got there first thing in the morning, and I was there till about 2 or 3. I was pretty beat. Because, I mean, this thing is, it was parking lots and parking lots. And like I said, every manufacturer, you had your, I'm going to blank on all the models of the different things. But, you know, you had Jayco, you had a Thor, you had, I can't think of them all, Coleman. You had the big Class A Tiffins, the big Class A motorhomes. And mind you, I didn't go in many of those. At the end of the day, after I had seen what I wanted, I popped in one or two of the really big RVs. But it was just too many RVs to really, I mean, you could spend, the show is like a 3-day show or 4-day show. I think it starts Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I think it's actually a 4-day show. And I could see how if you really wanted to spend time, you probably could spend that much time if you're really into RVs. I was very specific in that I was trying to see certain models, and I accomplished that mission. But by the end of that day, I was pretty beat, and I wasn't staying over again, so I had to drive home on that Friday, which I did, and didn't have any issues with it. But by the time I got home, I was ready to go for a sleep. So the Hershey RV show, I highly recommend it. If you don't know what you want, or if you do know what you want, or you have some idea, you can see so many things, because the manufacturers bring a lot of their floor plans there. Now, what happens is, like, there will be a specific dealer. So, like, the Thor Axis that I was looking at, maybe that was there through Myers RV. And then the Leisure One, I think that was Fretz RV out of Pennsylvania. Obviously, they were, since it's Hershey, Pennsylvania, a lot of these dealers were from a dealership that was in that area. But also, most of these dealers were multi-location dealers. So, like, there was Camping World there. I forget what manufacturer they had. Camping World was there. Campers Inn was there. Myers RV was there. Oh, I can't think of them all. But anyway, there were a lot at Fretz. I mentioned that Fretz RV. I forget who had the A-liners. I'm not sure who that was, that what dealer had those. But so a different dealer will have the models for a different manufacturer. But it was really good in that they may not have had every floor plan, But they pretty much had a lot of the different models there. And as I said, they were all for they were all for sale. So some of these dealers, they even had like a tented area where that's where you could go and make the deals. And if you wanted to buy one of these guys that was at the show, you could buy it. Maybe you could buy things that weren't at the show too. I don't know. I wasn't in the buying mood then. I was in the research mode. So that was my experience at the Hershey RV show. And at this point, I've talked way more about that than I intended to. So this might end up being a long podcast. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk about a few other things in my research of RVs. And I'll have a few guests who I talked to down in the zone trial in Woodstown this past May, because I was asking a lot of people down there with RVs, like, what do you like? And can you tell me about your RV? So I got two people on recording that I'll play, and I'll talk about some of the other conversations I had with people. So I'm going to take a break. And I'm back. So after the Hershey RV show, I personally had kind of thought that maybe the Thor Axis 24.1 Class A motorhome was maybe what we wanted. So I, or the Leisure Wonder. So I started looking at things on the internet, and it turned out the Leisure Wonder was very hard to get. It's like there's a long waiting list. You pretty much have to order it and you got to wait for it. It's not so easy to find. At this point, I was thinking I'm buying something new. So anyway, I found a dealer in Toms River, New Jersey, Campers Inn, and I got hooked up with a salesman, Mitchell. And in February, I think it was, or maybe it was even January, my sister, remember, hadn't been to the RV show. So we both went down, and they had a 24.1 Thor Axis on their lot. So we went down, and we Leanne, I wanted Leanne to see it. So we went down there, and Leanne saw it. And now I'm seeing it a second time. And my sister's seeing it for the first time. And this was a Class A motorhome, only had the one door. And we liked it, but my sister and I, we both were thinking we didn't know if we would like the one door. So we weren't sure about that at all. And so, we left. And we both kind of did some more research. And then I kind of was looking at the Thor site, and I realized that there's a Class C version with a very similar floor plan to what the Axis 24.1 had. So it was the 25V, which came in Thor makes different, they have different brands. So it was either a Four Winds 25V or a Chateau 25V. So as it turned out, down at the Campers Inn dealer, they also had the 25V for the Four Winds. So I think it was in February. My sister and I went down and we looked at the 25V, and we looked at it, and we liked it. And Mitchell, at this point, he actually let us test drive it, so we drove it. And I mean, the thing, a Class C, it's noisy, it's big. This thing is like 26 feet long. And my sister's sitting in the, I think she was sitting in the passenger seat. Mitchell was sitting in the dinette, buckled in. I mean, I drove it successfully. I didn't have an accident or anything. And remember, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it on here, but you'll hear me mention it in what's going to come up, that I once drove school buses. So I didn't really think, oh, this thing is something I can't drive. So I was okay with that. But my sister and I, we weren't ready to buy. First of all, it's March and we weren't going to be using the thing anytime soon. So we weren't ready to buy anything. So we left and kind of forgot about it for a while, thinking we need to think this through more. And hence, when I went down to the In the Zone trial in May down in New Jersey, I wanted to pick some other people's brains about RVs. So what you're going to hear next is I didn't walk around as much as I had hoped, but what you're going to hear next, you're going to hear me talking to Alice and Phil, who have a Class A, and Alice runs Wired Dachshunds. You may know her. I'm not mentioning last names here on anyway. And then I talked to Frank, who also had a Class A. So I'm going to run those two interviews for you, and then I'll come back and talk some more about our hunt for a new RV. I'm walking around the Salem County Fairgrounds talking to people about their RVs because I'm interested in upgrading.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm here with Alice, and Alice has a Jayco Elante, which is a Class A RV. And how many feet long is yours?
26.7.
26.7. Okay. And what is your like floor plan in there?
You want to come in and see it?
Well, we could peek in there if you don't
Sure.
mind. Okay.
No, come
I don't need to tour the whole thing here,
Yes,
but
dudes, little dudes, come on up. All right.
All right, we're walking into the RV here. She's being really nice.
Excuse me, picking up the dachshunds. Ed's coming in for a tour.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, okay,
doing?
Hi. This is Phil.
Stop.
Is this an interview?
It is. I'm interviewing Alice. You can be a part if you want, Phil.
Well, Phil's the driver.
You're the official driver of the
Yes.
RV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So technical questions we have to punt to him.
Okay. So it's a stove, an oven, a
yes,
sink,
and a microwave.
Microwave.
Yeah.
TV.
Yep.
Yep,
actually three.
I think they always like to call this two-door refrigerator,
yeah, exactly.
Which is a freezer box and a refrigerator.
Yes, three total
And
TVs.
You got like a
two.
double or a
This is
full
a queen.
bed. Queen. Oh, it's
Well,
queen.
It's an RV queen, so come on. Yeah,
RV queen.
You know, so
Okay.
it's big enough for two people and two miniature dachshunds.
Right.
I'm not sure I would put a golden retriever and two people in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's storage above the bed. There's nothing underneath the bed for storage
Right.
inside.
Okay.
That's outside.
Yeah.
And
obviously,
TV.
I'm not going to look in there, but obviously, you got a bathroom there.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah. No, in here. It's okay.
And okay.
It's normal. It's a,
yeah.
it's a tad bit small.
Yeah.
I would suggest.
It's being used for sure. All sorts of stuff
A large
in there.
Person would
Yeah.
have to, before you would buy something like this, you should definitely sit down and move around to see if you fit.
Yes,
thank you.
Are you looking to buy something
I'm
more?
Thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, well, you know, we have that pop-up camper up front, so
yes.
it's like. I think it's time to go to something
Something a little
else.
Bit bigger.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not sure about a Class A. So I see you also
yeah.
have a bunk over
Yes.
the
yep.
cabin where you drive and all
Yes.
that.
Yep.
Now, I'll ask, because this is one of my concerns about the Class A, how do you find just having the one door to get in and out?
Well, that's all we ever had on our. We had a trailer. We had a trailer essentially the same size.
Right.
But it wasn't a problem.
Yeah. So you guys used to, and that's a good question.
Yeah.
You used to have a trailer, a travel
yep.
trailer,
yeah.
and you had, I don't remember what you towed it with. Did you have a
truck? I have a truck.
You
yeah,
had a truck and you
yeah,
towed
Ford
it with.
Ford F-150, yeah.
And here today, I noticed you have a van out there.
That's mine
did
for
you
running
drive,
around.
Drive? Did you drive that separate? You
oh,
don't have
yeah.
a dinghy thing in the back
no,
to tow
no,
it.
No,
no,
no.
Yeah.
A lot of people do, and it's not that difficult. But,
right. Yeah, but
we
you
don't do that because it's not worth our while. We really don't go to that
what?
Many places.
Right.
55 miles away from here.
Right, yeah.
yeah.
So now, the other question is, did you buy this really to do dog sport things, or did you buy it for vacations and things like that?
No, dog sports.
Dog sports. Totally.
Definitely.
We use it for vacations. Actually, we went to Gettysburg one year and
oh,
a couple
nice.
Other places.
Yeah,
but
down to the beach.
But that's not our main
in October.
Thrust. But it's
right.
the dogs. But that, of course,
yeah.
the dogs can't stop us.
Right.
They could try.
And then do you usually bring your van too when you go somewhere, or is only sometimes?
Only sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That really depends on how close we are.
Right.
To home.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. But the little baby sofa pulls out also,
right,
if you want somebody to sleep. And this
right.
and the
collapses into another bed.
Yeah.
So you
which
really have
would
two,
be for
four,
petite
six people.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't fit on either. You'd have to have the big bed.
Right.
Yeah, or the bunk.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you won't fit on that bed because I don't fit.
Yeah.
I might think I do when I start out, but by the
no, he doesn't.
2 o'clock in the morning, my feet are hanging off the bottom, and the dogs are biting at my heels. And come on, take us out, Dad.
Yeah. And it's an RV. I mean, it's RV. Everything is RV sized, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, but no, okay, this is actually a very nice setup.
I like the kitchen.
Not a bad floor plan for you guys.
Exactly,
you know?
For two people, two small dogs.
Right. I don't think, like, my sister and I kind of, we've been looking at things like have two rear twins. Like,
oh my god.
But those floor plans are hard to find, but that's what we've been looking
about.
Have you looked at the Phoenix Cruiser?
That's a Class C.
Yeah,
or a
B-plus. It's much smaller in height.
It's much easier
overall thing.
Right.
It's a beautiful
piece
of equipment. I would highly recommend you look at something.
I'm not sure if I did or not.
And it's almost like driving the minivan. It's only a little bit taller in the cab.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And they come with
the
two twins.
Too. That's important. Yeah.
Right.
Because we could fit underneath the railroad tracks there on 322. In Downingtown, if we wanted to, with a Phoenix Cruiser.
Yeah, we can't do it here because it's only 12'4", or 12
feet.
This,
and ours is 12'6".
Yeah.
Okay. And so, how do you find, since you're the official driver, how do you find driving it? You don't mind driving this?
I do mind it.
Oh, you do mind?
I don't know how old you are, but do you remember what the cars were like before 1965, let's say?
Well, I'll say this. I don't know if I've ever said this on my podcast. I did once drive school buses, so I'm thinking
it might be
a bit like a school bus.
I've never driven a school bus, but it's possible. That's what I always wonder. But I think it might well have a rack and pinion steering in it. I'm not sure, but it reminds me of the old recirculating ball back in the day. When you were driving down the road, you were constantly doing this. And that's exactly what the suspension is like.
Right.
And it's very difficult to keep to set it there and let it go on a straight line. It won't go in a straight line.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work.
Yeah. And then it's probably a little bit noisier in here when you're driving because the dishes and things might be not clanging, but you know what I'm saying.
You learn the way to pack your pots and pans is to use your tea towels.
Right.
Right.
To try to keep
to cushion
quieter.
Them. Because otherwise, yes, you will hear them clinking and clanking all over the place.
Right.
And that's a challenge.
Yeah. Okay. And I see you have a TV above the bed and you have a TV here in the dinette.
And outside.
Oh, you got one outside too.
Yeah.
With a DVD player if you wanted to. I think we were at a dog show and we played Best in Show once.
Okay.
If you're familiar with that.
I vaguely know that movie.
Spinal Tap's next up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if I care about a TV outside.
No.
That's the only time we've ever used it.
Yeah.
In,
we were the party people that night.
Okay. So overall, you're happy with this choice?
No. I'll be honest with you and say no.
Really?
But first of all, it's horrible to drive.
Okay.
And it's difficult. It's wide. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I've run into a couple of things on the side of the road.
Okay.
Because, you know, this thing sticks up.
Yeah.
So far. You know, even just normal traffic signs. I didn't tell you about the traffic sign I ran into, did I?
The stop sign?
No.
Where you scratched the side?
No, it was the school bus sign.
No.
Because it's
all
it's
truth wrecked. Comes out the podcast.
Oh, all
right. It's all right. We don't know where you did it. Nobody's
coming. Someplace in Pennsylvania.
And we're not using last names here. So just Allison.
No,
Phil.
It's, I would highly recommend you seriously consider a Class C.
Yeah.
Something like that. And you can get small ones.
Leaning to a Class C.
Because it's just like driving a regular pickup truck.
I'll tell you,
that's what it is.
My concern is, my sister and I are a bit concerned about the one-door thing. You know, that's just a personal thing. Like, you know, like when we pull up a rest area, have you got to go through this door? Or if you're at a gas station, you got to get in and out through this door.
Right,
so
that's true.
It's one of our... So we're kind of thinking maybe a Class C.
Yeah.
Well, and the Class Cs have... two doors sometimes. So well, if that's what you want.
Then you have the driver and the passenger or doors.
And then another door that comes
right,
in, like
and
this.
The cabin.
Right. So there are three doors there now that you mention it.
Yeah, right, exactly. There'd be three doors.
But there's an emergency exit in the back
right,
there.
Which we've never used.
But thank goodness.
And hopefully you never do.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, that time going across the Conowingo Dam, I thought you were going to jump out.
Yeah, well. If you wouldn't have hit the dam with the mirror.
Damn bus.
So you're telling me the wideness and stuff is...
it's an issue.
Yeah, it is an issue.
And depending, and on some of the older structures,
so
definitely.
So were you happier with your trailer then?
I was. We had a king-size bed in there.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the storage in here is almost nil.
Right.
In this particular model.
Right.
You got to realize...
You have Sarah. I've seen more, I've seen less. Yeah.
You know, hang up.
Yeah.
Everything then goes up.
Yes. Right.
Boxes are your friend.
Yeah,
that
you
type
got a bunch
thing.
Of drawers there and stuff.
Yeah.
And
some food stuff.
I'd say it's kind of typical for an RV. I think it is.
For a Class A like this.
Yeah.
But the our trailer, we had, I would say, twice as much easy.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we overpacked that bad boy.
We had, each had separate closets.
Yeah.
And we had, each had two separate drawers. Here, I got one drawer and Alice has one drawer and we fight for the top drawer, and that's where we keep a lot of kitchen utensils. So
right.
That
okay.
sort of thing.
Well, yeah,
our other thing
I'm
was...
not telling you what to do. You can always go back to a trailer, but
I don't want to do that either. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. It is. Yeah.
Our other thing was where to crate the dogs. We can put one crate in the on the one side of the dinette. One crate on the other side. Well, hopefully there'll be a puppy in our future.
Okay.
So he'll have to go on
the couch.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have him up against something harder.
Right.
You know, heaven forbid anything ever happen. But that I live in fear of. It is an accident with the dogs.
Right.
So we shall see.
Yeah.
I was driving around in the circle down there.
Yeah.
Just right out back, you'll see him. It's a gray wanderer.
Well, I thank you both for talking to me about this RV. And it was nice to see it. So I'm still walking around the Salem County Fairgrounds talking to people about RVs. And I'm now at, and I'm sorry, I forgot your first name.
Frank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have a Precept Jayco, mm-hmm. which is another Class A. I was just talking to Alice, and they have I think theirs is a little bigger, smaller than yours.
Yes.
How many feet is your RV?
32.
32. And did you get the RV for vacation? I see you on your map. You've been a lot of places, so I'm thinking I might know the answers. Did you get it for mostly dog sport reasons for Karen, or for traveling and vacations?
It was a little bit of both, but we use it mostly for dogs.
Mostly for dogs.
Trials.
Yeah. Okay. And did you ever? Okay. Did you buy this thing new or used?
We started with a used Class A in 2011, and as it got the miles on it, issues started cropping up that were expensive to fix. So we started looking. We traded, we found this one. It was used, but it had 3,400 miles on it.
Okay. 3,400.
That's not a lot. And it still had the wrapping on the microwave.
Okay, so pretty much, in some ways, it was new. All right. So you use it mostly for dogs. And you said you had one before. Did you ever have anything else other than a Class A?
We started with pop-ups.
Okay.
Rented, then bought, then traded and sold it, bought another one. Then I had a travel trailer.
Okay.
And then we didn't use it for 2 or 3 years, so I sold it.
Right.
And Karen's like, man, why'd you sell it? I said, because we're not using it. So we decided we wanted a motorhome.
Okay.
And I had a friend who was a motorhome dealer. We rented a Class C for 10 days from him. Didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
The next year we rented a Class A and fell in love with it.
Okay. And why didn't you like the Class A? Class C, rather.
Sitting right down on the ground, you got a foot each side of you. I just didn't feel comfortable driving it.
You didn't like driving the Class A. Okay.
Up in a Class A, you're sitting up, you can see it all.
Right. It's, and yours, I noticed when I was over here last night, yours is very raised up. Like, you have a number of steps to get in. Like, your floor is pretty high in it.
It is. It's over top of the frame.
Right. Okay.
The diesels, like Tom has, he's around the corner there. Has air suspension, and when you park, the air bleeds off and it lowers it down.
Okay. And you're happy with this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you don't mind driving this thing? You don't find it too big?
Yeah. I put 40,000 miles on it already in 3 years.
That's quite a bit. Yeah. All right. So you like yours, and it's pretty nice. You got the canopy like most of them have now. And what's the floor plan in there? Just out of curiosity.
We have 3 slide outs, opposing dinette and the kitchen.
Okay.
And then one in the bedroom.
Okay.
Which gives us plenty of room.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And I know you have, how many dogs do you have? I know you have Bosch and you have...
And Nash.
And Nash. So not a ton of dogs, but two dogs and still...
That's enough.
Yeah.
Every now and then there'll be a pup when one of them gets older.
Right. Yeah. And then when you drive down the road, do you crane them up?
Bosch is harnessed and seat belted.
Okay.
And Nash is in a crate.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely.
And I think this might be a little bit too bigger for what I'm looking for, but we definitely want to upgrade from our pop-up camper. Like you said, you started with a pop-up camper way back when.
Yep.
So, but we're a little confused about it, and you didn't like a Class C. I'm a little kind of leaning maybe to a Class C or a Class A. But
that was my personal opinion.
Yeah, no.
You know, I just... didn't care for it.
Yeah, you like this. And you don't mind, I assume this is the only door, so you don't mind having just the one door to get in and out.
Right. There's the exits, the back window.
Right.
And one on the
for opposite
side.
Yeah, emergency type situation.
Yeah. It's a long way to the ground, but
yeah,
you
true.
Can get out.
But yeah, if there's a need, okay. All right, thank you once again.
Indeed, Ed.
So after I walked around and did those interviews, during that week down in the zone trial and the seminar in Salem County Fairgrounds, I talked to a bunch of other people about their RVs. I remember talking to Sarah Fix and Val Embry. I believe their last name is Embry. They both had Class A's, and I remember talking to them. In general, though, and I don't remember who said what, so in general, I did get some cautions from some people about buying from Camping World. I also, heard that when you buy a new RV, it's going to come with some problems, and you got to expect that. I got advice that you really should buy used or look to used. You can get a much better deal if you look for something used. So after May, my sister and I, we did kind of look a bit in the used area too. But remember, my sister and I had kind of settled on the floor plan that we wanted, which was we wanted some sort of vehicle with 2 twin beds that, you know, weren't a couch or something that you had to make, you know. We wanted it pretty much set so that they would always be available when we traveled. You know, you would get there and you could just roll into your bed and you'd be set. So we had that floor plan, and from May to May, June, July, we never really saw anything in the used area that met what we wanted. And meanwhile, I was looking and keeping an eye on the Four Winds 25V that Mitchell at Campers Inn in Tom's River had shown us and let me test drive. And so in July, last month, As I was keeping an eye on that camper, I saw that they significantly reduced the price a bit on it. So when they did that, I got back in touch with Mitchell at Campers Inn, and my sister and I, we went back down on a weekend to look at it again and be sure that it was what we wanted. And, well, we pulled the trigger. I pulled the trigger. It's my financial commitment. So we bought the Thor Four Winds 25V. And I picked it up on back in the end of July and drove it home. And I will admit, you know, after signing all the papers and stuff to pick it up and, you know, seeing the numbers of how much this thing has costed me and all that and getting insurance for it and everything else, I'm going to tell you, as soon as I drove off, I had a bit of buyer's remorse. I'm like, wow, this thing is expensive. Because when you really think about it, you have this vehicle that's sitting there. Whether you use it or not, you are paying a significant amount per month to have this vehicle, especially when you buy something new. But it, you know, the good thing about something new is it does have a one-year warranty for things. So, we're happy with it. But, you know, immediately, too, you see things like you don't necessarily like that you didn't realize before you bought it. So it is what it is. But after we got it, back the first week of August here, maybe it was the second week of August, we really took it on our first maiden voyage, which was we went up to the Northeast Agility Trial up in Dummerston at the Campfires campground up there. And they have a three-day trial in August, so it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we arrived on Thursday, and we stayed through and came home on Monday. And the trial was really nice. It always is. The weather was pretty good for August. It was a little warm, but it really didn't rain too much at all, I would almost say. I think it may have rained at night one time during that period, but it really was, the weather was good, but it was a little on the warm side. So it was so nice having our new RV with the air conditioner, and we ran the air conditioner, and it was really nice. The RV does have one slide, so the dinette slides out, so we slid that, you know, we get there, we slide that out. And it just gave us so much more floor space. We had no floor space in our pop-up camper. It was like pretty much I could stand up, my sister could stand up, and maybe one other person would be able to stand up in the amount of floor spot. Or the dog, one dog could be there on the floor. We had no floor space. So now with this camper, we have a lot more floor space. Even with the slide out in, there's a nice hallway or alley that you can get from the driving area all the way back to where the two rear twins are at the back of the camper. So it was, you know, the maiden voyage, my buyer's remorse has receded some now, because my sister and I and the dogs really enjoyed having the new recreational vehicle, because the dogs had a lot more space to spread out. They were able to get in and out of the beds. We let our dogs in the bed. My sister and I slept pretty good. It was great having a bathroom. So in the middle of the night, if you had to go, you know, with our other camper, we always had to go up and over this hill to get to the bathroom at the campground, or when you were at the trial, you could use the port-a-john. But that, you know, we didn't have to do that. We had a bathroom. So if you just needed to, you know, get up and take a pee, you could do it because you have a bathroom. And the refrigerator is really big, and having it at eye level, you know, you open it up and there's a little light. There's a light in it. We didn't have a light in the other one, and you had to get so low to look in it. I could see what's in the refrigerator. It was just really nice. And the microwave is up on top of like where the stove area is. So the microwave is like a normal type microwave that you would have in a kitchen. That's kind of up at eye level and easy to use and open and put whatever you want in it. And there was enough counter space. You know, there's a sink and there's the stove, but there's enough counter space there. We were able to put our little coffee, Keurig coffee machine, so I was able to make my coffee in the morning without any problems. So Leanne and the dogs and I were very, very happy. It's costing me a fortune, but it is what it is. So our hunt for a new RV is over, and we are enjoying it. Now we'll see what's next. When we bought it, we got some free camping. There's like this. It's not a timeshare thing. It's a Thousand Trails, which is like this membership type campground. So we may take it out and go to some of these Thousand Trail campgrounds, because we are not going to go to Champs. You know, if Trace was, you know, more advanced, maybe I would go to Champs, but I'm not going to Champs, so we're not going to be driving out there. But I did have that week reserved, so we'll probably take it out and do some camping more locally at one of these campgrounds, because there's a number with this Thousand Trails, you pick a region. We may never do it after this first year that we got free with the buying of it, but there's a number. We took the Northeast region, and there's maybe like 13, 14, 15 different campgrounds. There's a lot out in Pennsylvania. There's a few down along South Jersey. So we'll probably do a week down in South Jersey, and then we may try to do a few days in Pennsylvania. That's our initial plan right now. But I must say, the whole process, it was a long process, because we've been looking for a year, and you know, although I mentioned the Campers Inn is where we got it, I mean, I had gone during the past year to a number of other dealers, and I was always looking online at different dealerships that were relatively close, because it's not a car dealer. There's not RV dealers everywhere. So I was up to an RV dealer up in North Jersey in, I think it's Branchville. Yeah. Branchville, Myers RV up in Branchville. And we looked at some Class C's up there, but they didn't have anything that was the right floor plan or the right type of camper for us. So we did that too. That was in kind of the winter time when we were looking at these things. So after that long, long look and keeping an eye on the one that we did like the floor plan of, and when I saw the price come down on it, because essentially it's kind of like buying a car in the next model year. I mean, it's a 2023 model, and 2023 is kind of over. Like now in the fall, they'll be starting to get in what they call are the 2024s. So in some ways, it was a good time to get a RV. We'll see how it goes. My sister and I both hope that it will be we'll get a long lot of years of fun and the ability to go into many dog trials over the years with it. And this podcast has been a little bit longer than I had anticipated. I don't want it to run too much over an hour. I see I'm getting really close to an hour in length. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm sure you'll hear me talk about the RV more in the future. As always, I thank all of my listeners for listening to the podcast. And if you want to get in touch with me, feedback, comments, suggestions, or you'd like to volunteer to be a guest in a future episode, you can email me at offcourse@optimum.net. The email once again, offcourse@optimum.net. And as always, that email is in the show notes for this episode. And if you are going to a trial, be it in a recreational vehicle, or you're going for the day to some trial, doing VTs, or staying in a hotel, motel, whatever, but you're going to a trial, I wish you happy trialing.